This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. and Mexican officials continue negotiating today ahead of the deadline for imposing tariffs on Mexican goods. The United States is pushing Mexico to do more to curb the surge of Central American migrants headed north to the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to impose a 5% tariff on imported goods from Mexico next week if no agreement is reached. AP economics writer Chris Ruggiper says U.S. residents will end up paying the price for the tariffs.
Tariffs are paid by the importing country businesses and consumers, so these would be paid by American companies or consumers, but it also may reduce imports from Mexico, and that would hurt Mexican companies in some cases. So they might decide to do at least part of or most of what the president is asking.
Some Republican lawmakers, normally close political allies of Mr. Trump, have said they will try to block the tariffs with legislation. Theresa May has officially stepped down as the leader of the Conservative Party, but will remain as British Prime Minister until her successor is chosen. She has handed in her private resignation letter 2 weeks after announcing her intention to leave. 11 Conservative lawmakers are vying to replace her. May remains acting party leader during the leadership election process. The United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Norway say a preliminary investigation into a coordinated attack on four of their oil tankers last month was likely carried out by a state actor. In a joint statement, they say mines were used in the May 12th coordinated attacks. The three countries presented their initial findings to the UN Security Council on Thursday. Last month, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said it was clear that Iran was behind the attack. From Washington, this is VOA News. Ethiopia's prime minister is in Sudan to mediate talks between the ruling military council and leaders of the pro-democracy protest movement. The United Nations Health Agency is concerned over the current Sudan government crackdown, which has caused deaths and injuries. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The World Health Organization says it's gravely concerned over the targeting of patients, medical staff and facilities in Sudan during a military crackdown on protesters that killed over 100 people this week. The group says security forces are making incursions into Khartoum hospitals, forcing shutdowns of emergency and health services. WHO says tent clinics set up to treat injured protesters have been set on fire and destroyed, medical equipment looted, and healthcare workers assaulted. Rapes of female health workers have also been reported. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia and the United States are blaming each other for a near collision between their warships in the East China Sea on Friday. Both countries accusing one another of dangerous and unprofessional behavior. The incident comes days after Washington and Moscow sparred over an allegedly unsafe spy plane intercept by a Russian fighter jet near Syria. The United Nations is demanding an immediate end to indiscriminate attacks against civilians and civilian infrastructure in northwest Syria, warning the warring parties their actions might amount to war crimes. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN agencies say an intense military escalation by Russian-backed Syrian forces and armed rebels in northwest Syria is having a catastrophic impact on the civilian population. They confirm at least 160 civilians have been killed and hundreds more wounded in fighting over recent weeks. They say 3 million people in Idlib need protection and 300,000 civilians who have fled their homes in the past 2 months are in imminent danger. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. government's latest jobs report shows the pace of hiring slowed last month. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department says employers added 75,000 jobs in May, a modest increase well off this year's average monthly gain of 164,000. It follows a healthier gain of 224,000 jobs in April, but that number and March's were revised downward. Economists see it all as a sign businesses may have become more cautious in the face of slowing global growth, trade fights, and the fading stimulus from tax cuts and greater government spending. However, the unemployment rate remains at 3.6%, nearly a 50-year low, and wages rose 3.1% from a year ago. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And U.S. stocks are up sharply in afternoon trading. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.